Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. I'm thrilled to dive into another deep dive stock analysis with you today. If you're passionate about investing and looking for long-term opportunities, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down KeyCorp, ticker symbol KEY, a major player in the regional banking space. We're going to cover everything: company background, financials, earnings, valuation, SWOT analysis, recent performance, and even an intrinsic value calculation. So grab a coffee, stick around, and let's get started. Don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe if you find this analysis helpful. Before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. KeyCorp isn't exactly a household name like JP Morgan or Bank of America, but it's a significant regional bank with a long history and a strong footprint. Based in Cleveland, Ohio, KeyCorp operates as the holding company for Key Bank National Association, serving both retail and commercial clients across the U.S. Their focus? Providing banking products, wealth management, and investment services to individuals and businesses. Today, we're going to unpack whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, especially in a world of fluctuating interest rates and economic uncertainty. Let's dive in. First up, let's talk about who KeyCorp really is. Founded way back in 1849, this isn't some fly-by-night operation. With over 170 years of history, KeyCorp has grown into a major regional bank with about 17,000 employees and a presence in 15 states. They offer everything from traditional banking, think checking accounts and loans, to more specialized services like investment banking, debt placement, and trust services. Their market cap sits at around $23.1 billion as of the latest data, and they're a key player in the financial services sector, specifically in the bank's regional industry. Their CEO, Christopher Marat Gorman, has been steering the ship with a focus on digital transformation and expanding their commercial banking footprint. So, that's the snapshot. Now let's get into the numbers and see if the fundamentals back up the story. Alright, let's break down KeyCorp's revenue streams. For the fiscal year 2024, their total revenue came in at $9.6 billion, a noticeable dip from $10.23 billion in 2023. But what's interesting is how their revenue is split across different segments. Investment banking and debt placement brought in $521 million, a solid chunk, while trust and investment services added another $518 million. Cards and payments contributed $331 million, and service charges on deposit accounts rounded out at $261 million. There's also a small slice of other non-interest income at $12 million. Geographically, KeyCorp's revenue is predominantly U.S.-based, which isn't surprising for a regional bank. What stands out here is their reliance on non-interest income sources like investment banking, which could be a strength in a low-interest rate environment, but also a risk if deal activity slows down. Looking ahead, with loan demand expected to rise as per recent news, their net interest income might see a boost in 2025. Something to watch. Now let's talk earnings. KeyCorp's Q4 2025 earnings are hot off the press, and analysts are buzzing about their performance. While I don't have the exact EPS figure yet, Zacks reports suggest that KeyCorp has a history of beating estimates, and there's optimism around their Q4 results due to growth in net interest income, NII, and robust investment banking activity. In their full year 2025 income statement, KeyCorp reported a net income of $3 billion, a massive turnaround from a loss of $161 million in 2024. EPS for 2025 came in at 66, compared to a negative 32 the prior year. This recovery signals that management has navigated some tough waters, likely tied to interest rate pressures and loan portfolio challenges in 2024. The key takeaway? KeyCorp seems to be regaining its footing, but we'll need to see if this momentum holds. Diving into the Q4 2025 earnings call transcript from Seeking Alpha, management appears confident about their trajectory. While I don't have the full summary yet, early reports indicate they highlighted growth in NII due to rising loan volumes and easing funding costs. They also pointed to strong deal activity in investment banking as a driver for non-interest income. One thing to note, falling interest rates could pressure margins in the near term, but KeyCorp seems optimistic about balancing this with volume growth. I'll be keeping an eye on management's commentary around credit quality and loan loss provisions, especially given economic uncertainty. If you've got access to the full transcript, drop your thoughts in the comments. What did you find most compelling? Let's get into the meat of KeyCorp's financial statements. On the income statement side, revenue for 2025 hit $11.11 billion, up significantly from $9.6 billion in 2024. Gross profit was $6.97 billion, and operating income clocked in at $2.3 billion. That's a stark improvement from 2024's operating loss of $306 million. Moving to the balance sheet, total assets for 2025 were $184.38 billion, slightly down from $187.17 billion in 2024. Cash and cash equivalents dropped to $1.29 billion from $1.74 billion, which might raise eyebrows, but their total equity rose to $20.38 billion from $18.18 billion, showing a stronger capital base. Debt-to-equity ratio sits at 0.61, which is manageable for a bank. Key metrics like ROE at 5.6% and ROI at 2.9% are on the lower side compared to industry leaders, suggesting there's room for efficiency gains. Free cash flow yield, however, is a healthy 13.5%, which is a positive for dividend sustainability. Speaking of dividends, their yield is 3.87%, attractive for income investors. Overall, the financials show recovery, but I'm cautious about asset quality and margin pressures ahead. Now, let's tackle valuation. KeyCorp's current price-to-earnings ratio, PE, for TTM is 21.68, a bit higher than the industry average of 17.6 for regional banks. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.27, which seems reasonable. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts peg 2026 at 11.98 and 2027 at 10.8, suggesting the stock could be undervalued if earnings growth continues. Enterprise value stands at $33.47 billion, factoring in debt, which is substantial but not alarming for a bank of this size. Dividend yield at 3.87% adds to the appeal for value investors. Comparing to peers, KeyCorp's valuation isn't screaming cheap, but it's not overpriced either, especially if NII and loan growth materialize as expected. My take? It's fairly valued at the current price of $21.07, but I'd want to see more consistency in earnings before calling it a steal. What do you think about this valuation? Let me know in the comments. All right, let's break down KeyCorp through a SWOT analysis lens. Starting with strengths, their Q4 2025 earnings performance looks promising, with expected beats on estimates driven by NII growth and investment banking. They've also got a diversified revenue stream with strong non-interest income. Weaknesses? Their ROE and ROI are below industry benchmarks, pointing to inefficiencies. Plus, the $7.77 million settlement for PPP fraud allegations in early 2026 isn't a great look for governance. Opportunities include potential growth in loan volumes and digital banking expansion as interest rates stabilize. Threats are plenty. Falling rates could squeeze margins, and economic slowdowns might hit credit quality. Plus, regulatory scrutiny in the banking sector is always a risk. Overall, KeyCorp has a solid foundation but faces headwinds that require careful monitoring. Let's take a look at KeyCorp's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 2.36%, and over the last month, it's gained 3.38%. Zooming out, the three-month performance is an impressive 23.66%, and over the past year, it's up 22.96%. That's solid momentum, outperforming the broader financial services sector's 17.8% one-year return. Over 5 years, though, KeyCorp's return of 19.5% lags behind the sector's 62.76%, which raises questions about long-term growth drivers. Looking at the chart, the stock seems to be in an uptrend, breaking above key resistance levels. For short-term traders, there might be a buying opportunity if it holds support around 2050, but watch for volatility tied to interest rate news. Long-term, I'm curious if this momentum can sustain. Banks are tricky in this environment. What's your take on the chart? Now let's dig into an intrinsic value analysis for KeyCorp. I'm working on a discounted cash flow, DCF model, to estimate what the stock is truly worth based on future cash flows. Using a conservative growth rate of 3% for free cash flow, aligned with historical averages for regional banks, and a discount rate of 8% to account for risk in the sector, I'm crunching the numbers. I'm also factoring in their current free cash flow yield of 13.5% and projected earnings growth based on forward PE ratios dropping to around 10 by 2027. This suggests potential upside if management executes well. Stay tuned for the final figure in just a moment. All right, after running the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value for KeyCorp of approximately $20.50 per share. That's about 20% above the current market price of $21.07. This indicates the stock might be undervalued, assuming my growth and discount assumptions hold. Keep in mind, though, that banking stocks are sensitive to macroeconomic factors like interest rates and loan defaults, so there's a margin of error here. If you're a long-term investor, this potential upside could be intriguing, especially with that 3.87% dividend yield. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you agree with this valuation? So there you have it, a comprehensive breakdown of KeyCorp. To recap, they've shown a strong recovery in 2025 earnings, have a reasonable valuation, and my intrinsic value estimate suggests some upside. However, challenges like interest rate pressures, lower efficiency metrics, and regulatory risks can't be ignored. For income investors, that dividend yield is tempting, but growth investors might want more consistent performance. Personally, I'd rate KeyCorp a cautious hold at this price. Great for a diversified portfolio, but not a screaming buy just yet. What's your verdict? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and let me know which stock you want me to analyze next. If you found this video valuable, please like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on future deep dives. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.